To hear all the clips of the show like this and more, please sign up to our weekly Nolan newsletter at bbc.co.uk/Nolan. Good morning, Nicola.
Good morning, Stephen. I've just had to tell these sailors here that you're holding them up because you're talking about nipples and worms.
Yes, gross. Such is the Nolan Show.
Not a good introduction to Belfast, but Stephen, yes, I'm at the Tall Ships, and it is absolutely a wonderful sight here. There are around 50 vessels from 15 countries. In fact, there's a couple, one from Ecuador, one from Brazil, over 5,000 miles away, and a yacht from St. Petersburg. But they're all here in Belfast for the three-day Tall Ships Festival. The sun, as I said, is shining, and there's loads of people here already. There's expected to be about 500,000 coming to see these ships, and the atmosphere is fantastic, Stevie. You have to get yourself down here. And as you cross over the Queen.
What is so interesting about ships?
Well, do you know what? I've got a man standing beside me who's going to tell me why the ships are so interesting. But Stephen, if you come over the Queen Elizabeth Bridge, you have to pinch yourself when you look towards the water. The ships there are almost like the closing scenes of the Goonies. You know that wonderful ship that comes out and sails across the ocean?
That,
Gareth
Nicola.
Will know what I'm talking about. Have you never seen that?
No, I've never seen the Goonies.
You've never heard of One-Eye Willie? The main character is called One-Eye Willie. He's the pirate that they go looking for. I'm serious.
Stop it.
Right. Oh, okay, Vinny, be quiet. I am going to move on to somebody that's going to tell us a wee bit more about the ships. Paul Bishop, you are the race director. Stephen wants to know.
Okay. To just come down and see them. We've got, as you say, 50 vessels from all over the world. Fantastic sight. Whether you're interested in sailing or not, it's a festival for all the family, from the grandchildren to the grandparents. Lots to see.
And Stephen will probably only come down for a poke anyway. But what is the Tall Ships Race?
The Tall Ships Race has started almost 60 years ago. Next year will be our 60th anniversary. And it gets together tall ships from around the world, from lots of different nationalities, with young crews to race in friendly competition. And it's actually a very competitive race. It's a true race. But in the port, they'll get a chance to really have a fantastic time. And already the programme here in Belfast, they're having a terrific time.
And the crew has to be around about 70% novices, so it's all about training.
Yes, at least over 50% need to be between 15 and 25. It's all about young people. Yes, and many will be going to sea for the first time. But they have the experienced captains and officers to make sure everything's safe, to train them. So they'll learn a lot about sailing themselves and also their shipmates.
There you go. You have to be between 15 and 25. So I'm okay. I'll get on, no problem. But standing beside me is also Calvin Whitehead. He's the skipper of the Black Diamond.
That man sounds like Mark
Brothers. You've done the six. Who? The boy I've just been speaking to?
Yes.
He's a lovely man, lovely man. Come down and meet him. But there's also another great fella standing, Calvin Whitehand, as I was saying there. He has done this 16 times, Stephen, and you should see the state of his hands. Absolutely. They're all cut and broken. Why do you do it to yourself?
Just for enjoyment. You get yourself on tall ships. You come back year after year, you meet good friends for life. And the guys, the organisation, they take good care of you. And it's just a life-changing experience.
And you live on your ship, don't you? You never go onto dry land and get a job.
I've got a house, but I don't see it very much. But you get the young people on, and you see a change and stuff like that, and it's fantastic. So why go home?
And from Durham, we're going to go to Thomas Belinski, who's all the way from Poland. I was having a wee look at your hands. Not as bad as Calvin's, sure they're not.
Well, yeah, it's only the third time we're here, so I think I'll catch up. but we had a rough travel from Szczecin, where we participated in a Baltic Tall Ship Regatta, and we started last year, and we're going to come back every year from now on.
And after you do this interview, you're actually heading to the medical center, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I had a little bit, a small problem with my finger, and this is the pointing finger, so it's really important for the captain, but I hope they'll fix me and I'll be ready for the race.
You should see the state of this finger, Stephen. It is absolutely up like a bat. You've got a splinter in it.
Yeah.
A really large splinter. And also we've got Ian Lerner. You're all the way from Scotland. So how's your hands?
My hands probably aren't in the same state as the other guys, but that's because my boat is a little bit bigger and I've got more people to pull the ropes than they have. And really, that's what it's all about. It's all about the young crew participating in sailing the boat.
So in other words, you make them do all the hard work? You
know? They do all the hard work, but also they get the experience of learning how to sail and learning about themselves as well. And sail training is very much about personal development and helping young people gain confidence and learn about responsibility. And they do that through the experiences that they have at sea.
Do you have to give up some of your time to help to take part in this race, don't you, and train these young people?
Yeah, well, I'm fortunate. This is my full-time job, so I will actually get a holiday. I'm getting off the boat in Norway for a few weeks. But it is very time-consuming. We spend a lot of time at sea. Our vessel starts sailing at the end of March, and we don't finish until mid-October. And apart from our time in port with the tall ships, we're at sea pretty much the whole time.
Do you make a living out of it?
Oh, yes, someone actually pays me to do this.
How wonderful.
It's not bad, but not every day is as sunny as this.
Oh, well, that's true. Well, what do you all think of Belfast? I mean, you've only just arrived here last night, but what do you think of it so far?
We've not actually been off the boat yet. By the time we got sorted last night, but we're going to go and have a venture today, but it looks fantastic.
You're going to have a bit of a party, aren't you?
Yeah.
He actually offered me a beer when I arrived here, trying to get me drunk. On the ship. But anyway, Stephen, you have to come down and have a wee look around yourself to see how great this is, even if you only come down for an ice cream. And as I said, there's about 500,000 people expected here over 3 days. So the advice is to get here early and just check to see if there's any delays.
I'm going to come down just after lunchtime. Nicola, thank you. Malachy in Belfast. Morning, Malachy.
Stephen, how you doing? Tall Ships, biggest non-event up in Northern Ireland, and the last time they were here...
Oh, come on now.
But Stephen, take me down with you this afternoon and I'll tell the listeners what it's all about. I was around them the last time with my kids. There's just boats parked at the dock. You cannot get on them. The corporate...
You're in the minority because people are flocking to the tall ships.
Oh, I will tell you, there's, don't get me wrong, there's millions of people go, but everybody's so disappointed. It is the biggest hype from Belfast City Council for a non-event you'd ever be at. Guarantee the radio on Monday, you'll be saying, what was that about? If you're a corporate company and you're getting your dinners on the ship...
Do you know what? Something like this comes to Belfast, 500,000 people flocking to it, and someone like you comes on gurning and whinging about it, talking it down rather than talking it up.
I'm not gurning. I'm telling you. I had a guy in my restaurant last night told me he was down there the last time with his kids, £15 for a pick and mix. It is extortionate prices.
Right, well, I'm going to go down and check it out for myself. Let me go down. Stop tinting me.
You need your big salary, boy, to pay for a poke or a packet of crisps dinner. Believe you me.
I go down this afternoon. Malachy, thank you. Morning to you.